It's not pounding on rocks the way some prisoners might, but creating them in the lab. That's the subject of today's sound clip.
My name is Cody Lazar. I live in sunny Los Angeles, and I'm a PhD student in geology at UCLA. Technically, I'm what they call an experimental petrologist, which means I hang out in a lab and do experiments with rocks. Basically, I make fake rocks. In our lab, we use heavy machinery to simulate the intense pressure and heat that exists inside the Earth. The sounds you're hearing now come from hydraulic oil pumps that move large steel pistons that we use to pressurize our experiments. The deepest hole ever dug is about 8 miles deep. It's in Russia, and it took many, many years and significant engineering heroics to do it. But in our lab, it's not too difficult for us to reach 50 miles before breakfast. It's not too much of a stretch to say that this is what it sounds like to go on a journey to the center of the Earth. But unlike the Jules Verne story, we're not running into any monsters or dinosaurs down there. But we do have to contend with the laws of thermodynamics, which, believe me, are scary enough. We can make diamonds in our lab. We just pressurize a little carbon and you get diamonds. Unfortunately, we can't make gem-quality diamonds. We just get this sort of powdery, gray, industrial stuff. I did hear of a guy who tried to make diamonds from peanut butter. Thermodynamically, that's possible, but I'm not really sure if he succeeded. I was thinking I should try the same thing with a Skittle, which I would think would be a little less greasy to work with.
The sound of rocks in a laboratory from listener Cody Lazar. If you think something acoustic in your life might intrigue other people, check our website, npr.org, and enter the search term sound clips, or just call us at 202-408-9576.